Smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I've found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Well, hello there, boys and girls. How are you today? Say, now today is Big Fun Day, so you gather around the radios and get ready for a swell time. Say, I thought maybe we could start off with a song that we all know. Let's see, there's one about the sheep. You know, bad, bad, black sheep. How's that one, huh? All right, let's all tune up our tutors. La-da-da-dee-dee-dee-dee. All right, now everybody together. Bad, bad, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy that lives in the lane. Now, say, you can beat that singing. This time when we sing it, I want you to open up your mouth and just let the old song roll out. Here we go. Bad, bad, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, 3 bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy that lives in the lane. Hey, that was a Jim Dandy, yes, sirree. You know, it's a lot of fun singing the old songs that we like so well and know so well.
Well, hello, Happy Hank, and hello, boys and girls.
Well, for goodness sakes, look here, it's our little pal Squeaky.
Mm-hmm. That's me, all right, and I've got a riddle for you, too.
A riddle?
Yes, sir, and it's a super-duper riddle, too.
Well, all right, then, Squeaky, let's hear it.
All right, now, here is the riddle. Can you draw a line, a straight line with a ruler? Can you draw a straight line with a ruler?
Well, now, wait, let's see. Can you draw a straight line with a ruler?
That's right. Do you give up?
Oh, no, I don't give up. Oh, say, I've got the answer. Oh, have you boys and girls figured out the answer yet? Well, you keep right on trying, and later on I'll tell you what the answer is.
Yeah, sure, but I'll warn you right now, it's a sticker.
All right. Hey, here comes Popcorn. Yes, sir, our official clock watcher. Yes, sir, Popcorn helps us keep time. We call him our watchdog. Oh, I see. Well, Popcorn says he'd like to hear another silly song.
Well, so would I. I like silly songs, because they make me laugh, you know.
Well, I guess we all like silly songs. All right, we've had songs about dogs and cats and sheep. And here's a funny one about a moo cow. Listen. I saw a funny animal with big horns on its head. What's that, I ask? Why, that's a cow. Explain, my boyfriend Ned. Just then the cow let out a roar. Moo! It made a fearful din. Said I to Ned, now which horn was that old cow blowing then? But later on I bought that cow and put her in a stall. I tried my best to please her, but it didn't work at all. No matter what I did for her, she just did not approve. She said, I just don't like it here, and so I think I'll move. Well, now, how's that for a silly song, huh?
Well, I'd say that the old cow was mighty hard to please.
That's right, just like some folks we know.
Well, who?
Well, you, for instance.
Me? Why, that's silly.
Well, so is the old cow. And say, that reminds me of a story.
Oh, boy, I like stories. What's it about, Happy Hank?
Now, wait just a second. Hey, do you boys and girls want to hear a story? Hmm? Oh, you'll have to talk louder than that. Oh, that's fine. All right. Well, Popcorn says he wants to listen to a story, too. So, we'll just tell the one about a dog. Now, here's a story about a dog. Once upon a time, there was a little dog just like Popcorn, only his name was Freckles.
Freckles? Well, that's a funny name for a dog.
Well, he was called Freckles because his coat was spotted. Now, Freckles had a nice doghouse to live in and a big yard to play in, but there was a fence all around the yard, and Freckles would look through the gate and wish that he could play outside in the streets. Well, he wasn't satisfied with his nice big yard. But then one day, somebody forgot to close the gate, and quick as a flash, Freckles ran through the gate, and away he ran down the street. Oh, boy, was he happy.
And I'll bet he got lost, too.
Oh, no, Popcorn says a dog can always find his way home. Well, anyway, Freckles kept right on running, down the alleys and across the vacant lots, until he came to a big pond of water. And what do you think happened?
Well, let's see. Well, I guess he took a drink.
No, worse than that. Some bad boys saw Freckles, and they decided to play a joke on the little dog, so they picked him up and threw him in the pond.
Well! Well, I said he took a drink. Well, anyway, he had a free bath.
That's right, Popcorn. Yes, sirree, that wasn't funny at all. Poor Freckles was scared. And when he scrambled ashore, he met a big dog that chased him down the street.
Well, did Freckles get away?
Yes, he got away from the big dog. But what do you think happened next?
Well, let's see. I guess he met a cat.
That's right, Squeaky. Yes, sir, it was a great big old tomcat. And Freckles wanted to be friends. But the cat raised his paw and scratched Freckles right across the nose. Yes, sir, that's right. Popcorn says that hurts.
Well, what did Freckles do?
Well, he was a scared little doggy, believe me. And he was tired and hungry, too. And then he wished he was back home in his nice doghouse and big yard. And then suddenly he heard a familiar whistle, and there across the street was a boy. And he was whistling to Freckles.
Oh, well, was he a bad boy?
Oh, no, sir. Freckles knew who it was, and he ran over to the boy just as fast as he could. You see, the boy was his little master.
Boy, well, that Freckles was sure lucky, wasn't he?
Yes, indeed. And when Freckles got back to his doghouse and big yard, he decided that he was satisfied to stay there, and he never ran away again. Well, Popcorn says he'll never run away again either. No, sirree. Well, that's a good dog, Popcorn. And say, speaking of lost dogs, I've got a song to sing here about a lost doll. Let's just see what the song says. I once had a sweet little doll, dears, the prettiest doll in the world. Her cheeks were so red and so white, dears, and her hair was so charmingly curled. But I lost my poor little doll, dears, as I played in the heath one day. And I cried for her more than a week, dears, but I never could find where she lay. I found my poor little doll, dears, as I played in the heath one day. Folks say she is terribly changed, dears, for her paint is all washed away. And her arm trodden off by the cows, dears, and her hair not the least bit curled. Yet for old time's sake, she is still, dears, the prettiest doll in the world. Ah, isn't that a nice song? Well, now let's see who has a birthday today. Turn on the electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Boy, oh boy, what a lot of birthdays. Just look at those birthday smiles. All right, turn it off.
Okay.
And now let's all sing our birthday song for all the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now come on, everybody. Everybody sing, and here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to everybody who's celebrating today. Say, we hope it's the best birthday you've ever had. Yes, sirree. And, did you get the answer to the riddle yet? You didn't? Well, all right, you just keep working on it, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of the program. Right now, though, there's a big old clock that's standing over in the corner here, and I watch it, and it's got a big old pendulum that swings to and fro, and it says, take your time, take your time. It's grandfather's clock. Listen. My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. In watching his pendulum swing to and fro, many hours had he spent while a boy. And in childhood and manhood, the clock seemed to know and to share both his grief and his joy. For it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock. It stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found. For it wasted no time and had but one desire at the close of each week to be wound. For it kept in its place, not a frown upon its face, and its hands never hung by its side. But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. 90 years without slumbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, his life seconds numbering, tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died. All right, now it's time for our slogan song, our safety slogan song. Now, I hope you boys and girls have learned our slogan song. Well, you just sing it every day and stop and look and listen before you cross the streets. Well, shall we sing it together? All right, here we go. Notice where you're walking. Don't forget when you are talking. Be a careful crossing crosser. Don't dash out into the street. Never try some car to beat, but be a careful crossing crosser. Look in both directions, always cross at intersections, be a careful crossing crosser. Play it safe for goodness sakes, sometimes autos have bad brakes, so be a careful crossing crosser. Come on, boys and girls, did you figure out the riddle today? Hey, did you get the answer to the riddle? You know, the riddle says, can you draw a straight line with a ruler? Well, the answer is no, you have to use a pencil. Well, we'll be seeing you, and you just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.